Well, this is all fucked up. Oh, I should have tried to slide into that spot, but oh well. We're taking the back way out of San Francisco, I guess. Not the fuck, too much chronic in the studio, not to roll it up. And too much bass in the trunk, so let it bump. You look like you mad as fuck, but who cares? Grabbing a bottle on. Know how much attention you pay. You better be ready to die in this game. Drive fast, both hands on the dash. Close both of your eyes and hope that you don't crash. It's lyrical homicide, both airbags out. Roll the fucking windows down, let the bass out. Nigga, drop the top on whatever you win. Bitch, let your ponytail blow in the wind. Inhale the chronic, blow out dollar signs. Nigga, you could drive a Bentley if only in your mind. Four doors, leather and wood. Ride like I got a horse stable under my hood. And I keep a chrome 4-5 under my hood. So if I die, nigga, bury me under my hood. Who had the hottest bitch in the game? Wearing the chain. Mr. H to the S, O, Nas, a hurricane. Long as my family straight, read this in my way. I gave him the documentary and they scraped the plate. 20 magazine covers, nigga, look at his face. I cannot, will not ever be replaced. Cause I'm the ice cream truck, man. Guns in the truck, man. Drugs in the truck, man. Call me the front. Too much Chris in the club not to get drunk. Too many bitches in the world not to fuck. Too much chronic in the studio not to roll it up. And too much bass in the trunk, so let it bump. You look like you mad as fuck, but who cares? Grabbing her by the arm, cause she stared. Don't know how much attention you pay. You better be ready to die in this game. You whooping a lot of shit, he looks scared. You can't find your girl, she right here. I'm not a bad dream, I'm a nightmare. Besides, there's way too many holes in here.
Hated or loved, but the game's on top. Now you're jealous of him. When your shit gon' stop? You see me fall, you's a bitch nigga straight out of low cash. LA don't believe him, this nigga is so ass. Is this lean back, said my shit was a dud. Now tell me, have you ever seen him up in the club? Nope, nope, no shorty, that's right. You're singing more than you're rapping, I'm 50, that ain't right. Me 50, he's the fakest thug you ever seen. So y'all niggas, I don't battle rappers. Curtis Jackson, I know you can never ever be seen. Once I got you, I'ma give you my single. My phone for 444. My phone for 444. My phone for 444. I'ma give it to you, baby. Nice and slow. New York! I know what y'all thinking, man. Y'all thinking Jada gonna slam lyrically. This nigga crazy for this and that, yo, man. He really crazy, though. This nigga be walking around with 20 cops talking shit on records, never coming out his house. I feel like he can't get touched, man. I was strong one time only. There ain't gonna be no more songs for me, man. And it's for all the motherfuckers who got a crack, man. Trust me, nigga can respond 10,000 times. I ain't talking back to that nigga. One thing I will promise you, if I won't get you, I'm gonna get you. That's it, man. It's crack, bitch. It's gonna be a real ugly summer, man.
There's ads for Palestine on the side of this bus. It's like an attack ad. Does Israel want peace or land? Israel's built over 150 settlements on land stolen from Palestinians.
I got my own style and I got my own grace. I work my own angle, but you're trying to say. I got my own cut, means I got my own grain. And green not monsters be first on the scene. Your boxes, eyes in the sky. Boots slip quick like, can I get a ride? Can you get a ride, me? Can I get a spot? I see you throw my shade out the corner of my eye. I'm from the ghost, so I keep moving on. From the freaks out night to the early morning. Stay up to my face, there are 2, 3, 1, 59, 88. Holly, holly. Don't step to me, get fresh with me. Don't step to me, get fresh with me. Step to me, get fresh with me. Get fresh with me. Get fresh, get fresh with me. Don't step to me, get fresh with me. Step to me, get fresh with me. Get fresh with me. I got my own rhythm and I got my own bass. I got my own kickers and my Mercedes.
Oh, are the Niners still a bad team? That's always really exciting in this area when the 49ers suck. This means you just don't have to hear about them as much.
To a sky all black, looking at the stars like they finna talk back, looking at my phone like she finna call back, but last night I feel like probably ended all that, cause by now, she would've sent a text in all caps, then another one trying to take it all back, saying fuck you, I miss you, or I hate you so much, cause girls only sad, I know, the highs, the lows, it comes, it goes, you say be real, I try, I don't, cause you take anything and just make it everything, I kept my phone on silent ever since you got a ring, funny right, and I never cheated. I mean, maybe once, twice, but one time don't change everything. She asked why I don't feel the same. I'm still the same. She's still insane, and now she's saying.
You said it was over. You shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes tear what we had right apart? Ooh, I'm so mad. I swear this scene is coming right from.
It's not that, you know, like I don't really care. It's mostly just that a lot of people who are old enough to remember when the 49ers were, like, unbeatable and fucking Joe Montana this and Joe Montana that, like, a lot of those 49ers fans got to a point where they felt like, where, I don't know, like, they come across as, like, outraged if the team isn't fucking that good. And I think those people are assholes, generally speaking. Generally speaking. So, anything that puts those people into just a little bit more misery is fine by me. And it's led to me now just like, I don't actually really care about the outcome of football at all. But I appreciate it when the 49ers suck fucking shit. The other thing I don't especially like are persecuted fans in a two-team area. That doesn't really happen too much with football here. You don't really see... Well, I don't know. What used to happen is, like, you could never watch the Raiders games on TV. They would always get blacked out because the games would never sell out. And, like, you know, Al Davis or whoever would... You know, when the team owners would usually step in and buy all the remaining tickets just to ensure a fake sellout so that the game was on TV. I guess, like, Al Davis would be like, nope, fuck that, and then not put the fucking games on TV. So, it was hard to be a Raiders fan, I think, in this area for a lot of those guys. I don't know. I don't really know. But baseball around here is fucking crazy. Because, like, the Giants are the team of the area. Like, and that's, like, whatever. There are plenty of, like, super legitimate fucking Giants fans, and that's fantastic. I used to really... follow the Giants a lot, but the A's fans are fucking miserable assholes, and it's like the sort of thing where like they fucking it's not enough for them to just like talk about the A's, they just spend a lot of time fucking like talking shit about the Giants, and like whenever anyone says anything somewhere. About like, oh, the Giants are doing good this year. Like, no, fuck them, fair weather fans. Like, just go fucking nuts. And that's always just fucking embarrassing to watch. Like, I have a couple of friends who are like that. And they're just, it's just fucking, it just sucks. Like, I like the A's. Like, they're fun to watch. Like,